Bayern break Chelsea hearts as they dominate the Blues at Stamford Bridge.
Davis skips away from two challenges. He's on his own here. Now, can he pick out a partner? Yes, he can. It's Lewandowski to get his goal. Of course, he scored. And surely now Bayern have one foot inside the quarterfinals.
Meanwhile, it's honours even in Italy as Barcelona salvage a point against Napoli.
Busquets in behind, Nelson Semedo is in, squaring for Griezmann, and there's the equaliser for Barcelona. Finally, they found a way to break beyond the Napoli defensive line.
We talk about curling finishes and Napoli milestone goal-scoring machines and a man who just loves playing in London, right here on UEFA Champions League Match Day Live. It's been a heavyweight night in the Champions League as the last 16 first leg continues. Bayern were too strong for Chelsea, winning 3-0 at Stamford Bridge. And Antoine Griezmann earned a 1-1 draw for Barcelona and Napoli after Dries Mertens had given the Italians a first half lead. Watching the match at Stamford Bridge was Richard Kaufman, and keeping track of the action at the Stadio San Paolo was Stephen Wythe. First, I want your three-word match reports, please. Richard, you first.
I got a couple. Can I use a couple?
Of course you can.
Well, the first one was, it's a question. It's Bayern surge through, question mark, or very handsy lead.
Very good indeed. Okay, Stephen, can you beat that?
Nothing is clever. Just simply tie. Perfectly poised.
Thank you very much. Okay, more from Stephen Wythe to come. European football expert Chris Parrott is with us as well. Chris, your highlight of a brilliant night of Champions League action.
First of all, Richard Kaufman's face as he gave that three-word report. He was
absolutely delighted with himself.
Smug, yes, that's the word. Alphonso Davies' performance, incredible story, which we'll get onto, but he was mesmeric, and I think his run and his assist for Robert Lewandowski's goal was probably my moment of the night.
We're going to be talking a lot about him. Let's start with that match then in West London as the 2012 finalists Chelsea and Bayern went head-to-head.
Gnabry now chests it down outside the area. Cushion pass. Lewandowski plays it across, and Gnabry's there to turn it in. Unselfish work from Lewandowski. Gnabry finishes it off, and Bayern München have that precious away goal. Gnabry back to Lewandowski, and he's played a 1-2. Gnabry inside the box, and Gnabry makes it 2 in the space of 3 minutes. This is a hammer blow for Frank Lampard's Chelsea. Gnabry once, Gnabry twice, Chelsea 0, Bayern 2.
Davis on the halfway line, nice little dummy by Coutinho, and Davis skips away from two challenges. He's on his own here. Now, can he pick out a partner? Yes, he can. It's Lewandowski to get his goal.
Of course, he scored. And surely now Bayern have one foot inside the quarterfinals. Robert Lewandowski, goal number 11 of this season's UEFA Champions League. But that was a goal made by the teenage Canadian Alphonso Davies. Superb from him, superb from the German team. It's Chelsea 0, Bayern 3.
Yeah, they were absolutely brilliant on the night. Bits of admin here as well to do because Jorginho misses the second leg with a yellow card that he picked up. Marcus Alonso sent off, the first Chelsea player to be sent off in the competition since John Terry versus Barcelona in 2012, which meant he missed the final against Bayern that year. Let's start with Serge Gnabry because there's a lot to stand up players to discuss. 6 goals for Gnabry in London this year after his 4 against Spurs. What a tremendous performance from him tonight. He really is an elite player now.
Yeah, this, don't forget, is the kind of almost the new era. We've still got Neuer there, we've still got Boateng there, we've still got Lewandowski there, but of course no Robin, no Ribery.
Exactly,
And suddenly you've got this guy called Serge Gnabry, who had a sticky start to life as a professional in North London at Arsenal. And it took a few years to get going in Germany as well. Came to life really at Hoffenheim. Picked up now second season at Bayern. And he has the potential to be their marquee player over the next decade. I mean, he is, to me, potentially that good. And tonight we saw he has that quality in the final third that makes the difference in these kind of games. And he did it at Tottenham. He's now done it at Stamford Bridge against Chelsea. There was a lot more to the Bayern performance than just Serge Gnabry tonight. But of course, he scored the first two goals. He put Chelsea in the doldrums, you know, in that second half. It was a class performance from him.
So clinical. And you had mentioned in commentary just before his first goal how he was the only one of Bayern's front four who hadn't had an opportunity. And in the first half, Lewandowski had missed some chances. Müller hit the crossbar when he should have scored. When Gnabry got his opportunities, he didn't miss. And the first two goals, which came in the space of 3 minutes, I think, both 1-2s with Robert Lewandowski, of which the first was brilliant, really, because Lewandowski, you thought he was going to shoot, and on his left foot, he put it on a plate for Gnabry, who didn't miss. And they deserved to be 1-0 up, and then top teams go on from that point. And Bayern went up another couple of gears. And we feared for a lot of the game that they were the better team and too good for Chelsea on the night. And then they really proved it after they took the lead.
Yeah. Thomas Müller, by the way, Richard, just speaking to German TV, says about Serge Gnabry, I'm happy he's scoring so much in London now and not 5 years ago when he was at Arsenal, of course, because if that were the case, he probably wouldn't be with us now. And it's often brought up that Gnabry, you know, I mean, he was very young and he had injuries when he was younger too, but it didn't happen for him in England. I reckon if there's a little bit of extra motivation when he comes back here, don't you think, facing Premier League teams?
Yeah, I think there probably is. And boy, has he showed everybody just how good he is. And you know, potentially now one of the main men for Germany as well. You talk about a new era ushering in at Bayern, which we'll get onto at the moment in terms of the coach. But sensational performance from Gnabry and from Bayern, who I think made a big statement.
They did make a big statement. It's always hard to put into context exactly when you see a result like this in the round of 16, because we all know the ties will get tougher the closer you get to the final. But if this was a night of potential revenge for what happened in the UEFA Champions League final in 2012, they got it good and proper tonight. And of course, Lewandowski gets his goal. And just to say, statistically, that puts him fourth now on the all-time list. Only Ronaldo, Messi and Raul are above him with those 64 UEFA Champions League goals.
Yeah, and of course, he's gone one above Erling Haaland now in the race to win the Golden Boot this season, which is something he's never done, and he's never won the Champions League. And what is he now? Well into his 30s. You wonder how many more seasons Lewandowski has. I'm not saying he's done by any stretch of the imagination, but
he looks at his prime, doesn't he?
He does.
Yeah, yeah.
But, you know, we'd be that list of great players to have never won the Champions League. At the moment, Robert Lewandowski is pretty high on it. So for him, you wonder whether, certainly this evening after that performance, he'll be thinking we've got every chance.
Let's hear from the man who laid on Lewandowski's goal, the Canadian international, Alphonso Davies.
Yeah, I mean, the team played well. I mean, the first half, you know, we're trying to figure out how we can break them down, and we figured it out in the second half, so we're happy we got the win. I'm just, you know, trying to implement what I know in training, you know, what I know from the guys on the pitch. So Champions League, you know, Bundesliga, all the same football, I think we just want to win every game we play.
He's far more lively on TikTok, if you've ever checked his social media presence, Alphonso Davies. But what a performance tonight. Chris, he's got such an interesting story to get from where he came from to an elite performance in the Champions League.
And given the team he played against tonight, because his dad was a diehard Chelsea fan. Alphonso came to Stamford Bridge on a few occasions as well to watch Chelsea with his father, who obviously came from Ghana originally. And Alphonso was saying before the game, I think dad loves me more than he loves Chelsea. But just, I think tonight his dad would have been on his feet and been a very proud father indeed. He has come a long way over the last 12 months.
He hasn't. I mean, he and his family have come an awful long way over the last 15, 16 years. Born in a refugee camp in Ghana after his parents had to flee the civil war in Liberia. Extraordinary start. Now, football not on their minds, surviving on their minds. Eventually managed to get to Canada as a family. Had very little English. Came through first at school, eventually then the Vancouver Whitecaps. Went from there to Bayern. Quite literally a world away from where life started for Alphonso Davies. And he plays with a massive smile on his face, and he is one heck of a player. And, you know, tales like that, I think, need to be told. And you can't help but be very very pleased for someone like that who has to work so incredibly hard to get to where they have. And Bayern have a fantastic prospect on their hands, and they're nurturing him very, very well.
Yeah, just over a year ago, he was at Vancouver Whitecaps, and here he is helping Bayern, it seems, into the quarterfinals. Gnabry obviously scored two of the goals tonight. He's been talking about his performance, and he says it seems to be that London is a special place for me. I've got a lot of friends here in London. They were in the stadium. They seemed to give me extra strength, and you saw what happened. Yes, we did. We saw what happened at White Hart Lane as well in the group stages too. Six goals for Serge Gnabry in this season's UEFA Champions League, all in London.
Sensational stuff from him. Chelsea deservedly beaten on the night. Of course, there's a lot of young players still in the group, and Frank Lampard went with the same system, the same 11 that beat Spurs at the weekend. Did you see that inexperience on the night, do you think, Chris, from Chelsea as a unit?
Yeah, I think so. It's difficult. I think it was definitely a case of Bayern being brilliant as opposed to
Chelsea. Because it's not the youngest Chelsea team, actually, if you look at it. James and Mount.
It's not. Bayern just seemed to have the tools to break what was a more defensive Chelsea team than we've seen for most of Frank Lampard's era as coach there. But look, Bayern were fantastic. Chelsea have to learn a lot from this. And the young players who did play, like Mason Mount and Reece James, Will, Tammy Abraham came off the bench, they will realise the level that you have to get to be even have the chance of winning the Champions League or going deep into the competition. I think the big thing which will disappoint Lampard as much as anything is probably looking down the team sheet. Apart from Olivier Giroud, arguably his most experienced guy, Jorginho, certainly on the European stage for his country, Italy, for him to pick up that yellow card, which happened just before one of Bayern's goals, which means he's out of the second leg. That kind of summed up their night tonight.
Alonso sent off as Alonso, well.
Another guy who's vastly experienced. That was for more than the flailing arm into the face of Lewandowski. So I don't think he'll look to his young players tonight, Frank Lampard. I think he'll be looking at some of the senior pros, and he'll be disappointed in their performances.
Listen, Eden Hazard went for a lot of money last summer. Chelsea haven't spent a penny of that. If they remain in fourth place, they'll be in the UEFA Champions League next season. Of course, they could still make this most remarkable comeback. We know it's hugely unlikely, but there'll be a very different Chelsea team. Ziyech and goodness knows who else may arrive in West London over the next 6 months or so that'll play in the group stages next season. You know, they did well to make the knockout stages, really. They came through a tough group.
Bayern with one foot in the quarterfinals of the Champions League, amongst the favourites you'd imagine to win it. Let's move on to Barcelona's match now against Napoli at the Stadio San Paolo.
Zielinski. He's away, he's got support. Two players to pick out, Mertens, one of them! Oh, what a goal from Dries Mertens to give Napoli the lead from the edge of the penalty area, curling it in, top corner with his right foot, and it is Napoli 1, Barcelona 0 in the Champions League round of 16. De Jong for Barcelona, squeezing Napoli backwards, but they've not been able to keep up that rhythm quite as effectively as they were in the first half. Busquets in behind, Nelson Semedo is in, Squarey for Griezmann, and there's the equaliser for Barcelona. Finally, they found the way to break beyond the Napoli defensive line, and Griezmann took the chance to hammer the ball into the back of the net, and it is Napoli 1, Barcelona 1, and that could be a precious away goal.
Well, we can speak to Stephen Wyeth now. Stephen, a landmark night for Dries Mertens as well with his goal. Lots to digest on this one. But let's start with that goal from the Belgian. And what a tremendous strike it was too.
It was an absolute beauty. And it was the goal that Napoli had worked tirelessly for throughout the first half. A goal on the break. They'd had a previous opportunity for something similar and had not been able to to make that final step, to make the final pass. But when Zielinski pounced on the mistake by Umtiti, whose initial touch had been heavy, and then he stumbled trying to recover and laid it across the face of goal. Pass might have been intended for Insigne, but it made its way to Mertens, who capitalised with a truly sumptuous curling shot that wrong-footed Ter Stegen into the top corner. And at that point, you have to say tactically, they were fully deserving of their lead.
Stephen, Sergio Busquets won the official Man of the Match award, but one of two players from the Barca 11 who aren't going to be at the Nou Camp in a couple of weeks' time.
Yeah, he was instrumental in the equalising goal, eventually finding a gap in the Napoli defence and threading the ball in behind Mario Rui for Semedo to cross and for Griezmann to equalise just before the hour mark. But that was Barcelona's one and only shot on target, despite having nearly two-thirds of the possession this evening. But yes, when Busquets, who had been treated leniently with a challenge in the first half, erred again, the German referee Felix Brüsch demonstrated that it was his second and he wasn't going to get away with it a second time, showed him a yellow card, and that means he will be suspended for the second leg. And when you also consider that Vidal was sent off after a clash with Mario Rui, who had initially been booked for fouling in the closing stages, and that Gerard Piqué hobbled off in stoppage time, potentially Barcelona without three key players for that second leg.
Yeah, massive blow for them. Antoine Griezmann, by the way, with his first away goal in the Champions League in 3 years for Atletico away at Bayer Leverkusen. Did we learn much about Gennaro Gattuso as a coach tonight? Did he show his coaching acumen? Yes, Barcelona are, you know, our favourites to progress. 1-1 away from home tells us that from Champions League history. But were you impressed with Napoli?
Well, do you know what we learned about Gennaro Gattuso this evening? Is he knows how to set up a team to play away from home in the Champions League. It's just that they did it at home instead. Because
right.
It was that sort of night, particularly in the first half, where they got players behind the ball, looked to play on the break, were comfortable relinquishing possession to the other side without enabling them to do anything with that possession. Like I say, 66% possession, it was 64% possession it was in the end, but in terms of shots on target, Napoli 4-1 to the good in terms of those statistics with Barcelona. So it shows you how much more creative Napoli were with the ball when they were able to get it. And they will certainly reflect upon opportunities after the game went to 1-1 that came the way of Insigne, who was denied brilliantly by Ter Stegen, and Cajon, who also saw his effort beaten away by the German goalkeeper, but should have given him no chance whatsoever. And that could prove to be a decisive moment in the tie. But certainly, Napoli, the way they set up to play this evening has effectively given us the blueprint for the second leg and has offered enough of a demonstration that they are more than capable of going to the Camp Nou in 3 weeks' time and getting the result they require.
You mentioned only one shot on target for Barcelona, despite all of that ball. How worried will Kiki Setien be? Because it's not the first time that's happened this season. We know there's no Luis Suarez. There was no Ousmane Dembélé.
But it's been an issue, hasn't it?
Yeah,
since Setien came in, too much of the ball. Maybe.
Absolutely. And I mean, he's clearly trying to work out the puzzle, but it doesn't sound like he cracked it at the San Paolo. And if Napoli play that way in the second leg, it could be a very long night for Barcelona.
They might have Kalidou Koulibaly back by then as well, yeah. Napoli. So they've got defensive options. I think the thing that you're absolutely right, Kike Setien will be concerned about that. What he will hope, though, is also a demonstration for the second leg on that big Camp Nou pitch, is that as the game wore on, obviously that the fatigue, both mental and physical, started to take its toll in terms of Napoli sticking to the tasks that they had been assigned. You know, how often do you see that for the first sort of 45 minutes, even up to an hour, a team is more than capable of sticking to what they have been practicing on the training ground, but eventually in a match situation against an opponent that just keeps coming at you like Barcelona do, the cracks start to appear, and when they did, obviously, it was literally the first time that a crack had appeared in the Napoli defence that Barcelona were able to capitalise and get themselves level. They did get in once more behind in that situation, but Messi was beaten to the ball, the loose ball by Ospina, and the two collided. There was one opportunity as well from a corner, which Umtiti sort of shouldered over the bar. So they did have their moments, Barcelona, but they weren't able often enough to prey on that that potential physical vulnerability that we saw from Napoli in the second half. And in fact, what Napoli did well was adapting then to try and get on the ball themselves and spend a little bit more time in Barcelona territory, knowing that defensively perhaps things were starting to unravel a little bit.
Chris, Dries Mertens now 121 goals for the club. We had to wait a long time for Marek Hamsik to hit.
Yeah,
he sort of had a goal-scoring drought before he eventually got there. Dries Mertens banging them in, and what an achievement on a night when many people were talking about another club great in Diego Maradona.
Yeah, who's now third on the list, six behind those two players. And, you know, look, this is the thing about Napoli. They've never been beyond the last 16 of this competition, but when you look at now their all-time great players, many of them have played in this era under Rafa Benitez, under Maurizio Sarri, under Carlo Ancelotti, now under Gennaro Gattuso. And for the likes of Mertens, if they were to fire Napoli into uncharted territory in this competition, I think in many ways it would be apt. He's not Maradona, but he will go down as one of Napoli's greatest ever footballers.
OK, and of course we'll wait and see what happened to him after his injury.
Yes.
In the second half of that game. Napoli will be hoping he's absolutely fine and dandy for the coming weeks in the second leg at Camp Nou. Let's turn our attention back to matters between Chelsea and Bayern. Bayern 3-0 winners tonight. The head coaches are doing their interviews and press conferences. Let's hear from Frank Lampard.
The chances we have to be trying to be more clinical. They also had chances. They had more quality on the ball. They were more comfortable on the ball, which I was disappointed with from our point of view. And so we needed to do better in the second half. And obviously, it didn't work out that way. They were very clinical. They were very good. I think we have to accept the fact of that today and be very honest with ourselves and show that those are the levels that the Champions League brings in the knockout stage. And today we weren't at the level.
Football is a team sport, said Hansi Flick after the game as well, paying tribute to Lewandowski. Two assists as well, as Richard was right to flag as well, sort of escaped me a little bit. And Flick adding, we had no doubt about his ability to score in the knockout stage. It seemed to be a bit of a bizarre statistic that was floating around that he hadn't done it. But Richard, a great night for Bayern in summary, really.
Yeah, listen, confidence building and building for Bayern. And, you know, you're now coming to the part of the season where, you know, you're into the big matches coming up. You have to feel they're through to the quarterfinals. There's still 90 minutes to play. I'm sure Chelsea won't give up. But as Frank Lampard said there, they were second best. They were made to look pretty ordinary by an excellent Bayern performance. I think Chelsea were humbled tonight. And, you know, every credit to Hansi Flick and his team.
Yeah, and look, this is a very long job interview to get it permanently for Flick. You have to say he's passing every single test that comes his way, and yes, it's only the last 16, and you know, Bayern are always quarter-finalists and semi-finalists apart from last season, but it's a very, very professional display from a very well-run Bayern team.
Let's hear from one of the Chelsea players starting out front tonight, Olivier Giroud.
Yeah, obviously it's going to be difficult to go through, but you never know. Tonight, Bayern play a great football, you know, and they've been very efficient, especially second half. At the half-time, we had the feeling that we could match them. We had good opportunities also. But the thing is, as I said, you spend a lot of energy, you know, running after the ball when they have the ball.
Olivier Giroud there on tonight's defeat to Bayern. Stephen Wyatt's been getting further reaction as well to Napoli 1, Barcelona 1.
Yeah, neither set of players seems particularly satisfied with the outcome. Lorenzo Insigne, the captain of Napoli, we could have won, so we're a bit disappointed. It was, though, emotional to face the likes of Lionel Messi tonight and Antoine Griezmann, who scored the Barcelona equaliser. We came to win, we played to win, but it was not to be. One other piece of information for you, Napoli have gone out of Europe on each of the previous occasions that they have drawn the home leg first.
OK, let's see if they can get themselves into the quarterfinal. It would take a tremendous result in that second leg in 3 weeks' time. Stephen, thank you very much. Thanks to Chris and Richard for their company as well. And thank you to you for listening. Just a reminder, you can download this podcast shortly after every Champions League match night. You can also listen to us live each match night from 1930 CET on the official Champions League app, on UEFA.com or on SiriusXM FC. It's a lot of fun, so make sure you tune in. We're back on Wednesday, of course, with all the action from Real Madrid versus Manchester City. Eden Hazard out of the game, may be out for the season, and Lyon host the Italian champions Juventus in France. But for now, from myself, Rob Daly, and the rest of the Matchday Live team, it's goodbye.
Busquets in behind, Nelson Semedo is in, Squarey for Griezmann, and there's the equaliser for Barcelona. Finally, they found the way to break beyond the Napoli defensive line.
Davis skips away from two challenges. He's on his own here. Now, can he pick out a partner? Yes, he can. It's Lewandowski to get his goal. Of course, he scored. And surely now, Bayern have one foot inside the quarterfinals.
You've been listening to UEFA Champions League Matchday Live.